Welcome to the Growth Mindset Podcast with me, Sam Harris, your host. I invite fascinating humans from all walks of life to share their wisdom and unpack their mindsets and formulas for growth.
Welcome to another episode, and we have another look back across some of the content that I've been compiling on the years of running the show and some of the favorite lessons that I've had. Today we're going to learn about launching an idea and how to get people to follow you and come to your events and basically make stuff happen, because it's quite a hard thing. As in, we spoke last week about making a podcast and getting that together, but just if you've got any project or event that you want to run, it can be very hard to really turn it from an idea in your head to something where people get involved and work with you or come to the things that you're doing. And it's a place where many people get stuck. So I've had a lot of interesting people talk about these things and some great advice that I'm really excited to share with you. So my first guest is going to be Sean Castrina, who's run, I don't even know how many businesses now he's on. I think he's had like 5 books, and he's got some really deep thoughts around like just confidence and betting on yourself to make people think that they're going to have more fun working on your thing with you than they would working by themselves or doing something else. And it's a really hard skill as an entrepreneur to make people prioritize what you're up to versus what they could be doing by themselves. And he's got some really good ideas around how to make that happen and to really sell yourself. So enjoy.
What are the kind of things that you say to convince them? If you say like your ideas aren't maybe the best, how do you explain to someone that like it is going to be better to be on the ride with you on something that maybe isn't what they're fully passionate about?
I remember I started a magazine 22 years ago in my town, and it had failed twice prior to me taking it over, kind of like a license agreement type of thing. And I remember they told me that it had failed and I was going to take it over and I was going to make it succeed. And I went into a business that did like oil changes, tire rotations, and inspections. Okay, this is in America. And I met with the owner. He's like 65 years old. And he goes, I've seen this before, and kind of throws it down. Like, I don't care. And I looked at him politely, and I never forget, because I still do business with this company. And I say, I don't care who had it before me, I will not fail at this. Trust me when I tell you, I will not fail at this. And if you don't take these 3 spots that I'm offering you, it was like 3 key headings, your competitor right across the street, they will be in it. And if your competitor doesn't go in it, your competitor up the street will be in it. But I promise you this, as sure as you're sitting in that chair, 3 months from now, this magazine will print and it will continue to print. And you're going to regret the day that you passed up that heading. And he looked at me and he kind of threw it down. He goes, I'll take them. He goes, I'll buy the edge. And 20 some years later, I still do business with her company. I see him occasionally. He's in his 80s, but we joke about that because you got to bet on yourself. You know what I'm saying? Steve Jobs, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, and all of them, in the very beginning, they were just ordinary people with extraordinary confidence in the idea they had in front of them. And it was their extraordinary confidence in that idea and their ability to take it further where everybody joined them. And I don't know what that is, but it's innate. You meet people like that and you're like, I think it'd be more fun to be on the boat with them.
Thanks to Sean Castrina there. Really good explanation of how to bet on yourself and show that what you're doing is really going to happen and that you've got like the confidence and that you're backing yourself and making it sound like a really interesting thing that you're going to do that is worth being in your boat. And I just love that concept and really, really important as a founder to make sure that you're like excited by what you're doing and that you're able to excite others. So a very hard thing that he's really nailed. My second guest today is Dan Murray-Serta, who has run various successful podcasts. He's launched 3 businesses, 2 of which failed, but he did a very good job of getting a lot of attention and users and then really driving a lot of people towards it and getting excitement to then find that maybe some issues around product market fit and it wasn't quite right, but he did a very good job of launching them despite the problems that he then had. And he's just really good at marketing and making people get excited by the ideas that he's doing. And yeah, he's just like a bit of a content master, I'd say. So a lot of advice from him now coming up on how to like launch your startups and get people to really engage with a real bang when you're starting, which is incredibly hard.
You're also working on a secret-ish startup, which is about to go public.
It's not that secret. It's just I'm in that weird stage where I'm investigating trademarks for the name and all that stuff and found out I can't use the one that I've currently got. So my current startup's name is Dawn, but I can't use it. And I'm actually currently in the process of, so fingers crossed, trademarking Heights, which would be our new name, which is, you know, it does all the stuff that I currently need to do for brand positioning, etc. Looks like I can get all the trademarks in the categories I need for that in the UK. Just looking into it for America. But it's amazing what a fuss the whole thing is. But I know because it's not my first company, it is actually really important to just make sure you can do these things. I've not been in the business of promoting my startup simply on the basis of I'm like, heads down, crack on, it doesn't matter. And once you tell people what you're doing, it's so much harder to then tell them it's something else.
Yes. Although this does go against the philosophy of tell people what you're doing straight away and don't keep it a secret. But so you have done market research and spoken to people about the idea.
Correct.
Yeah, just so not this is public.
Exactly. So we're in product development. We did 200 customer interviews initially. We're still doing some more. And we've got a mailing list, which we've been growing organically. But, you know, I had exactly the same, like a friend last night was like, why haven't you told everyone about your mailing list? And I was like, every week we grow by a minimum of 50%, which is small to start off with, right? We've got just over 1,000 subscribers in 6 weeks, but that's actually pretty good because we haven't told anyone. The thing we're really proud of is we have an open rate currently on average of 64%, which is amazing. 10% clicks. I know all of this because I looked at MailChimp about 2 minutes before you came here. So this is very fresh information.
Nice.
So the reality for me is the right way to do a startup anyway is weekly iterative feedback. So at some point, that newsletter will be a work of glorious art I'm incredibly proud of and want everyone to know. But I don't need the whole world to sign up to my newsletter at the moment because the unsubscribe and open rate will be lower on the pure basis that I'm probably not creating my best work yet. So all I need is enough people qualitatively every week to help me improve. And if they take their feedback and improve it consistently, over time, when I do more, you know, publicity for it and make sure I'm piling on thousands of users rather than tens of users, the open rate will still be really high because the content will be better.
Some great tips from Dan there. And what he's doing currently with his business, Heights, is really good. His newsletter, well, this was recorded quite a long time ago, but it's now grown to, I think, like 40,000 people subscribe to his newsletter. And he's launched a podcast called Brain Care, where he's doing like 15-minute interviews with some really big people around like how to look after your brain and your mental health. And it's really driving people onto his app. And he's also on Clubhouse the whole time, running rooms and events and stuff. So yeah, really living the talk, whatever. I can't speak. Dan's doing a good job and I'm not. Basically, it was the summary of what I'm saying there. And I guess that's what we need to know. How much money are you paying in interest on your credit cards every month? Probably too much. Then why not consolidate your credit cards into one payment at a lower fixed rate and start saving money? It's easy with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Rates start at just 5.95% APR with autopay and excellent credit. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with no extra fees, and Lightstream just believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Just for Growth Mindset listeners, you can apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/growthmindset. That's LIGHTSTREAM, lightstream.com/growthmindset. Disclaimer: subject to credit approval, rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR and include 0.5% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/growthmindset for further details. My next guest is Cynthia Samarian, whose name I may have pronounced wrong, and as I like to do, and she runs a very successful company that helps people run events for their brand to help people raise awareness for their brand and get customers engaged and really loyal. And she's just very into experiential marketing, as she says. And I had a really fascinating conversation with her, I think about a year ago, and she gave a lot of good tips on running a good event to make sure that people actually recognize the brand from it and you get the real results that you want from it, and you don't just have like a fun event and then people completely forget who you even are. So some good tips on how to like do launch events and get customers to actually understand who you are coming up.
Let's hear a bit more about what your biggest tips are in terms of, for someone who is smaller, like what are the kind of things they should be focusing on to like increase the amount of brand recall and brand love and everything.
Absolutely. Well, and this is mainly for B2C companies. And we actually have a guide on our site. I can give you the link after. It's a guide that has 10 ways to increase your events ROI. And we're not talking like a crazy mathematical equation here. Ultimately, ROI is just the return on investment. And every brand and CMO in particular cares about getting more for their dollar. And there are ways to create events that don't have to cost more, but will have a bigger impact. And so we have those 10 tips. But ultimately, the things that you want to do in an event are engage people, connect people, teach people. All right. So if you hit one of those three things, then you're going to help make your event that much more memorable for people. So we always involve a level of engagement in our events. And by that, we actually mean getting people to roll their sleeves up and do something, make something, create something. People love leaving some event with something that they've made, something tangible. And it can be hard to do if your brand, for example, is like an accounting software, but there are ways to get creative, right? And working in food and wellness, we have a lot of really great opportunities to do that. But that being said, I've seen incredible brands in the business services space be able to figure it out. So that's not an excuse. If you work at a brand that you don't feel is, you know, sexy to clients or consumers, at the end of the day, you can come up with something. But engagement is a huge part of it. People are more likely to share when they have something that they can tell their friends about. So that's just one of the tips. There's also really great value in thinking of partners, right? So if you are a smaller brand, you don't have to go at it alone. Find another brand who you can partner with that makes sense, right? You have the same target market. You know, you have the same ideal customer. You have the same values. There's no reason why you should feel like you have to do it on your own. I'd say more than two brands, things can kind of get muddled and your presence becomes more diluted. But partnering with one other brand can cut your costs in half, right? And you're not necessarily giving up anything. And if anything, you're actually building more opportunities for cross promotion and spreading the word about your brand by, you know, swapping email lists or promoting the event on each other's social pages, for example.
So thank you to Cynthia for teaching us a bit more about how to run a good event that people will actually remember you and you have like the right metrics of success rather than just having some fun. That's certainly something I'm liable to do as opposed to thinking of the real business purpose. But you know, that's experiences for you. So that's the show for today. Nice, short and sharp nuggets of wisdom on how to start an idea and get people to back you and then run some good events with it. It's been a useful insight to go back through the catalogs and learn from some of the best guests, and I've had fun. We might have a few more episodes like this. Next week, we're going to have Beta Luca on the show, who is a really cool game designer, and she does lots of things. And it's a really fun interview, and you're going to really learn lots there. So until then, have a great week. Congratulations on listening to a whole episode of the Growth Mindset Podcast. Before you race into another podcast, try pausing. Ask yourself, what have you learned? What could you change? How will you make that change happen? Did you press pause? Knowledge is useless without action. What did you learn? What should you change? And how will you make that change happen? You can tell us what you learned by contacting us through the website, growthmindsetpodcast.com, and feel free to connect with us or our guests, or just peruse the show notes. Our Instagram is @growthmindsetpodcast, or follow me @samjamsnaps for a daily reminder to stop using Instagram. If you enjoy random acts of kindness and want to support the show, you can support us on Patreon or leave us a review on iTunes, and you'll make me very happy. And with that, keep learning and keep growing.